joined now by Pella Christian forward Jack Fancher. And Jack, an impressive win here against PCM tonight, 67-38 over the Mustangs. And a game like that where everybody is involved, just how big of a confidence builder for the is that for you and the rest of the guys on the team to get everyone involved in a win like that?
Well, I think when Tyson went down at the beginning, everyone just stepped up, and now we know that we can trust everyone throughout our entire like starting lineup and the bench. So that's huge for us going throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, and looking at what you did tonight individually, coming into tonight, you hadn't attempted a shot yet. Tonight you go 3 from 3 from behind the arc from three-point range to end up with 9 points, didn't miss a shot. What were you seeing on the court tonight that you were like, I got to take advantage of these looks and take my opportunity to get some points on the board?
Well, I think my teammates just set me up perfectly because I think every one of my baskets was assisted. So I was just open, found my shot. My teammates found me, and they just went in.
Yeah, and some great looks tonight. And looking forward, it's got to be a big confidence builder for future games, knowing that you can come in there and knock down those shots and that your teammates trust you to knock down those shots. You know, looking forward, how do you keep that momentum rolling and keep that keep adding to the point total on the season?
Well, I think first it comes from our teammates. We all have to trust each other, and then once we start making good passes, we can start trusting each other, and then I can find my shot and everyone else can find their shot, and we can just become in rhythm with each other.
Yeah, and this Pella Christian Eagles squad graduated a lot of seniors from last year's group. You're one of the few returners that are back on this Eagles squad from last year's state tournament team. And being one of the leaders of that team, even though you maybe don't have that starting role, you know, being a leader off the bench and just one of the upperclassmen who's been there and done that, you know, what are some of those things that you've been working on early in the season to try to continue that strong tradition of Pella Christian boys basketball?
Well, first, I think we need to – we were – doing really good talking on defense, and just it's not just me being a leader, it's just everyone being a leader, everyone taking responsibilities on the court and being able to step up into a bigger role.
Absolutely. And I know that just recently you have signed to play college football next year at Dort University, and first off, congratulations on that. Very exciting thing to get to play Dort. And looking at Dort a little bit, what was it about Dort that made you choose to go there to continue your academic and football careers?
Well, I love their program, I love their coaches, I love the culture there, and I can see myself flourishing there. And I also like their academics, and I think it'll be a great place for me in the future.
Yeah, and obviously a great kicker here for the Eagles the last couple of years. Looking at the numbers, had some numbers that NFL teams would love to have from their kickers. But, you know, looking at that and translating that to basketball, you know, obviously – football, you're trying to put the football through the goalpost here on the basketball court. You're trying to put the basketball in the hoop. You know, how do those kind of correlate a little bit between the two? Because I'm curious from your perspective, having never been a kicker but having played basketball, how do those maybe translate a little bit for you from the football field to the basketball court?
Well, it's kind of the same. You got to focus on the ball. You can't focus on anything else like the crowd or the defense coming at you. You just got to focus on the ball and your form. And everything else will just take care of itself.
Absolutely. Looking ahead here a little bit, you guys will have a tough test with Norwalk coming up later this week. And knowing that Norwalk's going to be a tough squad in the Little Hawkeye Conference, as they usually are up there at the top of the conference, how do you guys continue this momentum of the last two games against Oskaloosa and PCM and make sure that you don't have what happened the other night against Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont come back in against Norwalk? How do you keep this momentum rolling to get another win?
I just think we got to come back to practice and keep working and keep up the energy and all the positivity and leadership from everyone throughout the team.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing that positivity. Looking forward to that matchup with Norwalk. Should be a very fun one. And wish you the best of luck with that one. Jack, thanks for joining us again. And again, best of luck.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Jack Fancher of the Pella Christian Eagles boys squad.